Hi, this is Karen Bing, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
Today's story is actually a monologue that was part of a series of three plays I wrote back in February for 29 Plays Later. It also features a new-to-me reader, Karen Bing, who was introduced to me by my friend Clay. The story is called Blood and Bone.
Blood and bone. Bone and blood. The needle goes in and out, and the thread follows. Sometimes there's a snicker-snack sound when the needle taps the thimble protecting my finger. Our needles are made of metal these days. Shiny bits of steel indistinguishable from any other shiny bit of steel. They're labeled with gauges and sizes. We must choose the best one for the job and hope it's correct. No, not the darning needles with their wide eyes. And no, not the tiny needles used for the finest stitches, but something in between. But before all the mass production that took the soul out of handwork, we used needles made from bone. Oh, you modern stitchers will wrinkle your noses and call it disgusting. But those bone needles had a bit of a curve to them, made the sewing go smoother, and their points were sharper than what you know. A quilt's not a quilt unless it's been baptized with a drop of the maker's blood, you know. It's like an artist mark, only more personal. Because in the finished work it doesn't show. But the one who left it knows it's there. Blood and bone, heart and soul. It takes all four to make a quilt.
The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Auphonic iPhone app and or Audacity. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. This means that you can share it with your friends or repost it as long as you credit me and link to my site. For show notes, including detailed credits and contact information, visit bathtubmermaid.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meliss, that's spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, and Facebook at facebook.com/MissMeliss, again spelled with the Y-S-S-E ending. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.